In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from today's Gospel lesson, where Jesus says this, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Who needs a shepherd these days? Do you? What about you? Do I? That's a good question. I can't think of a time in my life when I even met a shepherd, much less needed one. And what, if anything, do most of us here know about sheep other than the high cost of lamb chops? And yet, every time I hear Jesus say, "I am the Good Shepherd," as he does twice in today's gospel lesson, I feel the strength of his living, caring, and guiding love. Now, it's very easy to become sentimental when we say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Or when we hear Jesus say, "I am the Good Shepherd, I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Jesus obviously loves us and knows that we love him. But what does it mean to love? To love someone is to know him or her. Yes, to love a person is to know that person. That means you know the person's joys as well as sorrows. And Jesus? John in his gospel here tells us that Jesus knows us, our names, our habits, our hurts, our joys. That's scary, or is it? What's so wonderful is that he loves us in spite of what he knows about us. That's why in his love for us, our Lord laid down his life for us. Yes, God's love took action, not selfish action, but selfless, sacrificial action. That's always the nature of true love. It's a costly business. And for you and me and our relationship with Jesus, to know him is also to love him. And how does that play out in our lives? As we taste the love of God and the love of one another in this community of faith here at this seminary, we experience the risen Lord in our midst. How comforting it is to know this, as so many of you in less than a week will be challenged to follow the Good Shepherd to a vicarage or an internship assignment, or a call you will receive. It also goes without saying that his presence in your lives, as you continue to face the challenges of just this year's final academic work, is equally as important. Yes, over and over again, in challenging times, in times of stress and pain, in times when you question what God really has in mind for you, when you are not sure you can take another step along the pathway of life, when you are confused about your purpose in life, or the direction he seems to be leading you, or about what makes life good and happy, he says to you, "I am the Good Shepherd, your shepherd. I know who you are. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid." Even in life's worst times, in the moments of dying or death, we hear him offer hope, promising, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." Yes, because of him, we are more than people just marking time. Because of him, we know the future will be blessed. We are part of God's destiny. We are people who are not only blessed with his love, but daily surprised with what that love will make happen for us. We are people whom he daily empowers to live by his presence and his sustaining power and strength. So when in the middle of a world that depends upon brain power, money, and might, we cry out, Lord, give us hope, our Lord Christ says, you shall have it. Listen to my voice. Follow me, and you will have life, rich, full, abundant, eternal. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, he says. And when his voice becomes our voice, then we can get our heads and our hearts together and place our lives, our trusts, our very being into his hands. The good shepherd, who needs him? I do. You do. And because of him, with the psalmist, each of us can sing out, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise and